Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
I tell you what, let me tell you something. Social media is a game changer. I love it. You know, people say, stay off social media. Get those kids off social media. I tell my family, ask me to go off social media and see what happened to you. You can be homeless, in the foster care, looking for a nice family to love you. Because I have to be on Twitter. I have to be on Instagram. I have to be on Facebook. I'm on LinkedIn and Threads now. Because I want to know what's going on. That's what everybody is. And I have just been so blessed being on social media. I won a whole RV on Twitter. Won a whole RV from Marcus Lemonis at Camping World on Twitter. He saw our family, having struggles, getting, you know, on a plane with 3 kids with autism. And he said, you know what? I want you to be the face of Camping World, so that other families with autism can see you all traveling in an RV and know that that is a possibility for them. And our family has not been back on the plane since. I think we got on the plane once in 4 years since we won that RV. And it has just been a game changer. And so now my kids, they can go back to school with their friends and have an experience. Because before we would go on spring break and vacation and they come back and all their friends have been to the Grand Canyon or, you know, somewhere and seen amazing things or had fun. And my kids are just sitting there listening, right? Because we're always going to see Paul Bunyan and Babe the Big Blue Ox because we can't go too far because we can't get on the plane. Well, that RV changed that, and it would not have happened without Twitter. So I'm always on Twitter, either looking to get something or give something away. And so this time I gave away an opportunity because Jillian Hiscock, she's the owner of a bar of their own, was on there and she was talking about she is going to start a bar that exclusively shows women sports. I'm talking about the Minnesota Lynx, the Gopher softball. You talk about women's sports, and it is going to be shown at a bar of their own. Jillian, welcome to the show. And you came up here, got all dressed up for me, girl. Put on your good jewelry so you can hang out with me at CCO in the studio. Is this your first time in the studio at CCO? Have you been up here before?
I have never been up here.
Girl, well, welcome.
Thank you.
I saw you talking on Twitter about this. I immediately followed you. I DM'd you because I've never heard about a sports bar that exclusively shows women's sports. I'm going to just tell you, I've been in a sports bar with our champion Minnesota Lynx playing. And I asked the bartender to put it on the links, and I got pushback. I was like, wait a minute. These are the WNBA champions. We are watching a bunch of losers on the rest of these screens. Why can't we put the only champions that we had that year of all the sports teams we have up on this screen? And so it took a lot of almost jumping on the bar and you know, a couple of choice words before they finally put it on. But it was a fight to get the links, our championship links, on the screen. And so to be able to walk in a bar and that is what we get to watch. Tell me how this concept even came about.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think your experience mirrors mine and so many other women's sports fans' experience in that whether it's links or, like you said, Gopher softball, even things like, you know, women's, you know, things that aren't as prominent on in our minds right now, but like volleyball, college volleyball is like blowing up. Women's soccer, blowing up. The Women's World Cup, we just went through this.
And we got the Aurora, hello!
Yes, I know, yeah. And it's so hard to casually become a Minnesota or a women's sports fan right now. Mm-hmm. Because like you said, it's not by default showing when you walk into a bar.
Yeah.
So after years and years of experiences very similar to yours, I heard last year around this time, actually it was in February of 2022, a woman out in Portland named Jenny Nguyen opened a bar called The Sports Bra, and that was the
can
first.
Can we steal her name? Yeah. Oh, my God. I love that.
Yeah, she's wonderful. So, yeah, so she opened a sports bra in February of 2022, and immediately I was, like, geeked out about it and was like, somebody's got to start this here in Minneapolis. We have such a huge community of women's sports fans here.
You somebody.
Yeah, well, I am now,
yeah,
I guess.
Yeah, you somebody.
I'm the only one that drew the short straw, I think, on this one. But no, honestly, the support has been, the response has just been incredible. So we've, I've been working on this kind of behind the scenes probably for about the last 6 or 7 months. And then just in mid-September, we launched publicly out into the world, both our social media and website platforms.
Yes.
And it's just been kind of going crazy since then. So we've had really, really great responses from both fans and teams and leagues and other places that are just really interested in getting involved.
Okay, you can find baroftheirown.com. That is the website. Now, what is going on? How can we get to help you? Because you're talking about opening in March of 2024. You can't officially announce the location yet. I was hoping that you would break that news on my show since I'm the only one up here that didn't invite you. I would think I would get some kind of exclusive to say, hey, Shaletta, this is where it's going to be. I wasn't going to tell nobody, but since you loved on me so good, I'm going to go ahead and give you the sneak peek in the scoop. No?
My lawyer might not like that.
Damn lawyer.
No, yeah, we are working on a location. We're in actual negotiations on a location. So we do have a spot that we're picked out that we're hoping to be able to announce in the next couple of weeks. Right now we are doing a crowdfunding campaign, a public crowdfunding campaign to raise awareness and raise much needed funds in order for us to open. So on our website at abaroftheirown.com, you can get all the information about the crowdfunding as well. Some cool things. There's some people that are like really excited to get stickers and t-shirts and things like that. You can do that by supporting the crowdfunding. And we'll also be doing a silent auction later in November with a bunch of really great sports memorabilia that's been donated from some local teams. And then also women-owned businesses around the Twin Cities have been donating some great items that we can give away and raise some money for the bar.
Well, I'm on the donate site at abaroftheirown.com. It says join the inaugural team. And I want to be a part of this. All women's sports all the time. A bar coming soon to the Twin Cities. The goal is $200,000. You've raised $107,000. Tell me what that feels like, yeah. That these many women are so excited to support you. Because, you know, girl, a lot of times we have these dreams and we have these goals, and it takes partnerships. It takes people coming together. You know, it takes people who don't know you, who have never seen you, that you will probably never meet, to say, I want to help. I want to be a part of what you're doing. And I don't know about you, but I'm just overwhelmed that $107,000 worth of people have said, I believe in you. I believe in this vision. I don't even know you, lady, mm-hmm. but I want to help.
Yeah. Overwhelmed is about the perfect description of it. Yeah. We reached $100,000 this last week, which felt very surreal. When we set that $200,000 goal, it felt like a big reach. And we reached it in 12 days. We reached $100,000 in 12 days, which has just been unbelievable. And yeah, like you said, I think if you go on the website and you start scrolling through some of the notes that people have written, you know, you have women that are saying, like, I've been a sports player, you know, I've been in sports or something for 50 some years, and I've been dreaming of a place like this. And then you also have folks that are, a college friend of mine just donated recently and said, you know, she's donating for her two little girls who are playing junior roller derby right now. So mm-hmm. it really spans generations. And I think that's one of the things that, you know, sports brings people together in all ways and shapes and forms. And I think that we have for too long kind of forgotten women's sports in that, or not highlighted women's sports enough in terms of how it really does bring people together. And
yeah.
and women's sports fans, I think, in way too many places are just an afterthought.
Yeah.
Like you said, you got to go in and ask to get the game put on TV, where it's mm-hmm. like, can you imagine having to walk into a bar during a Vikings game and ask them to turn the Vikings game on? Like, can you even, like, physically imagine that? Like,
win or lose.
Yeah,
it's going to be on.
And it's
right.
going to be on 27 TVs yeah. with the sound on. And meanwhile, our Minnesota Lynx, like you just mentioned, we're playing in game 3 of the WNBA semifinals not that long ago, and we walked into a bar two blocks down the street, and they had no idea the game was even happening, and it was going on right next door to them. So we're really excited to lift up and elevate women and women athletes, and to make it the default that women's sports are going to be who we're going to prioritize. Men are welcome. I've gotten that question a lot. This isn't just a place for women.
This isn't a chick bar. Right. We go to y'all's bars
yes.
and watch y'all's teams. It's not a men's bar. It's a bar.
Yes.
And we're going to prioritize women's sports. And you were talking about some of the comments that people were making. Thank you for bringing women's sports into the limelight. They deserve it. Cannot wait for a place to come to watch gymnastics and the NCAA softball and basketball. You know, so many people are just excited, cheering for you and this place. A donation from somebody who don't even live here. That, you know, it's just like these people from around the country are just excited for you. You know, this momentum you've built, you're going to have a fan following soon enough. You know, what does that mean for you to be able to bring this vision to the Twin Cities?
Well, and I think for me, as somebody who is so rooted in everything I've done in community, it's really uncomfortable, to be totally honest, because I'm not used to being a spotlight person. My wife will attest that I have to talk myself up before I get into any of these kinds of interviews, because this isn't my default. I would much rather be behind the scenes. But I feel so passionately about the community that is already exists for women's sports fans, but also that we can build. I have like grandiose visions of, you know, having the women's sports bar, having a bar of their own, be the location that, you know, local girls softball teams are coming in for their end of the season parties. And there's, you know, a bunch of girl dads that are bringing in their kids after basketball tournaments. It's really a place that, again, fans young and old can come together and enjoy being around people who have similar interests. Learn probably something new about a new sport, because like this morning somebody messaged me and said it's the Ironman triathlon women's finals today. When your bar's open, will you show that? And I was like, heck yeah, that sounds cool. Like,
yes,
let's do it.
Yes.
So yeah, really making sure that that it's just a place that people want to be. And that community aspect of it for me is the driving force behind all of this, is just wanting to have a place to bring people together where it feels inclusive, it feels family friendly, and it feels like everybody's kind of cheering for the same team, and that team is uplifting and supporting women.
Well, I can't wait. I want a seat at the bar, and I can't wait to just come in and lick the whole side of your face. I'm going to be so excited to have a bar of our own. It's called A Bar of Their Own, coming to the Twin Cities sometime in March of 2024. You can go on the website to make a donation to be a part of this. You don't want to hear about it. You want to be about it. Now is the time to go on the website, make a donation, subscribe, follow them on all their social media channels so you'll know on opening day where you need to be. Miss Jillian, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you so much.
All right, y'all, don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Coca-Cola, 7-Up, Dr. Pepper, and Polar Seltzer, selected varieties and sizes, buy two and get three free of equal or lesser value plus CRV. Limit three free items. USDA Choice Bone-In Ribeye Steak, $7.97 per pound. Limit two packages. Creamy Hass Avocados, 77 cents each. Limit four items. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season two on Apple TV+. And we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season one and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season two. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.